The stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of the stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how Bhim killed Kichak, the brother-in-law of King Virat, for insulting Draupadi. While the Pandavas were looking forward to their final days in hiding in the kingdom of Virat, Duryodhan was growing more and more anxious. He had sent out his spies all around the country to find the Pandavas. But they came back with bad news. "We searched everywhere, cities, villages, forests and mountains. We didn't find any trace of the Pandavas. Their charioteers and servants took refuge in Dwarka, but the Pandavas are not there. They simply vanished from the face of the earth. We think the Pandavas didn't survive the hardship of the forest." The Kauravas rejoiced at the news, but Duryodhan was not convinced. He said, "It's not easy to kill the Pandavas. They are smart and enjoy the favors of the gods. We tried several times to destroy them, but they always survived. What if they return to Hastinapur after completing their end of the agreement and demand the kingdom back? We can't let that happen." Karna said, "These spies are good for nothing. I suggest you send another batch of your best spies. Let them search every corner of the world and bring back some proof, one way or the other." The spy leader knew that his prince was not pleased with their performance. He noticed King Susharma of the Trigartha kingdom sitting next to Duryodhan. He bowed down before Duryodhan and said, "I'm sorry I couldn't give you any better news. However, you might be happy to know that Kichak, the general of King Virat, who defeated and humiliated the Trigartha army several times, has died. The Gandharvas killed him. They also killed Kichak's brothers and all his friends." Susharma was delighted to hear the news. He stood up and said, "That is excellent news. It was because of Kichak, King Virat attacked my kingdom and harassed me several times. I am glad that evil Kichak is dead. Virat is weak and now is the right time to avenge our defeat. Let us attack the Matsya kingdom and win Virat's riches and his cattle. We can defeat him and win his allegiance. Virat's support will strengthen the Kauravas." Karna agreed to Susharma's proposal. He knew Duryodhan needs some distraction, and this war would keep his mind off the Pandavas for a while. He looked at Duryodhan and said, "King Susharma is right. Why bother about the Pandavas? Let them go to hell. Let us attack the Matsya kingdom and loot Virat's cattle. I suggest we split our army and attack Matsya from different directions. That will bewilder Virat's weakened army and we will win with ease." Duryodhan agreed. On the seventh day of the month, Susharma amassed his huge army at the southeast border of the Matsya kingdom. The following day, Duryodhan, along with Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and his huge Kaurava army, arrived at the northern border of Matsya. On the day the Pandavas completed their 13th year of exile, King Susharma attacked Virat's kingdom and raided his cattle farm. One of the cowherd boys fled and ran to the capital. He arrived in Virat's court and said, "O king, the Trigartha army has attacked your farm. They looted hundreds of thousands of your cows and herding them away." King Virat was furious. He called his brother Satanik and his son Sankha and said, "Put on your armor and get ready to defend the kingdom. Take my entire army along with you. We must teach Susharma a lesson that he won't forget." One of Virat's ministers said, "Susharma's army is huge and he has several fierce warriors with him. It was because of Kichak and his brothers we have kept him at bay. I'm afraid Prince Sankha and Satanik won't be able to counter the Trigartha might." Virat knew his minister was right. It was Kichak who always took care of wars and battles. His sons and brothers are not experienced in warfare. Yudhishthir saw Virat was in trouble. He stood up and said, "O King Virat, maybe I can be of some assistance to you in your time of distress. I have some experience with weapons and wars. If you permit, I can help you defend your kingdom. Your chef, Ballav, can also help." Virat's eyes lit up. He said, "Yes, yes, of course. I think Tantipal and Granthik can also help. Sankha, give them armors and weapons. They'll join you to fight the Trigartha army. With Kanka by my side, I will join too." Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul and Sahadev put on the armors, mounted their chariots, and marched along with Virat's army. That afternoon, the two armies clashed and a fierce battle ensued. Virat attacked Susharma on his chariot. However, the old king was no match for Susharma and he was soon defeated. Susharma captured Virat, tied him up, took him on his chariot and drove away from the battlefield. Virat's army panicked and ran for their lives. Yudhishthir knew he had to do something. He called Bhim and said, Go after Susharma and rescue Virat. We have lived in his palace for so long and he deserves our support." Bhim uprooted a tree and chased Susharma's chariot. Yudhishthir yelled at him and said, "Stop, Bhim! If you attack with the tree, they would recognize you. Drop it and use some conventional weapon like bows, swords, mace or spears." Yudhishthir, along with Nakul and Sahadev, then launched a fierce attack on Susharma's army, killing hundreds of soldiers. Inspired by the Pandavas, Virat's soldiers turned back and joined the fight. Bhim dropped the tree and picked up his spear and raced his chariot to catch up with Susharma. Soon, Susharma's chariot was in sight. Bhim's spears killed his horses, his charioteer and his guards. Virat freed himself and leapt off the chariot to the ground. Susharma tried to run away, but Virat grabbed him and snatched the mace from his hand. With Susharma's mace, Virat struck Susharma repeatedly. The old king seemed to have regained his youth. Bhim grabbed Susharma's hair, threw him to the ground and kicked his head. Susharma lost his consciousness. The shocked Trigartha army scattered and ran for their lives. The Pandava brothers recovered the cattle from their enemy and gathered around Virat. Bhim threw Susharma at Virat's feet and said, "This evil man does not deserve to live. Tell me, what should I do with him?" Yudhishthir looked at Susharma writhing in pain and had pity on him. He said, "O King Virat, I pray you pardon this man. Susharma, pledge allegiance to King Virat if you'd like to be pardoned." With great pain, Susharma knelt in front of the king. Virat said, "It is because of Kanka that you are alive today. Go away and never come back." Susharma, with his head held low in shame and humiliation, left the battleground. Virat turned at Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul and Sahadev and said, "My friends, how could I ever pay you back? It is because of you I am alive today. Tell me, What do you want? I can give you anything, even my kingdom. Yudhishthir bowed and said, Thank you for your offer. Your kind acknowledgement means a lot to us. We don't want anything. I suggest you send a messenger to your capital with the news of your success and ask them to prepare for a reception. While Virat was busy fighting the Trigartha army, Duryodhan, along with Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and others, attacked the northern border and looted thousands of cattle. A messenger came running to Uttar, the youngest son of Virat, and gave the bad news. Oh, Prince Uttar, please come and stop the Kauravas. King Virat has left you to defend the kingdom. Uttar had no real experience in fighting a war. However, he was smart enough not to expose his weakness. He said, Aha, my charioteer died during my last fight. If only I had a good charioteer, I could have taught the Kauravas a good lesson for stealing our cattle. Alone, I could have destroyed the Kaurava greats, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Duryodhan, and others. My fury and prowess would have reminded them of Arjun. They would have fled the battlefield, thinking Arjun must have attacked them. If only I had a good charioteer. Draupadi has been listening to Uttar's ranting for some time, and she couldn't take it anymore, especially his comparison with Arjun. She called Uttar and said, Prince, let me give you a tip. I know Brihannala used to serve Arjun as his charioteer and received weapons training from him. Your sister Uttara is Brihannala's student. Why don't you ask her to request Brihannala to help you as your charioteer? Brihannala would never refuse Uttara's request. Uttar had no option but to ask Uttara. Uttara was amazed to know this new side of Brihannala. She went to the dance hall and found Brihannala teaching music to the girls. Uttara held Brihannala's arm and said, The Kauravas have attacked our kingdom and they are looting our cattle. My brother Uttar needs your help to defend the kingdom. He wants you as his charioteer. I beg you to help him at this hour of crisis. Arjun, disguised as Brihannala, feigned surprise.
Me? A charioteer? That too in a battle with the Kauravas? My princess, you must be out of your mind. I'm a dancer and a musician. I know nothing but dance and music.
Uttar, who had followed Uttara to the dance hall, said in a stern voice, I don't care if you're a dancer or a musician. Come with me and drive my chariot. It is an order. Arjun tried several amusing antics to justify his disguise as a transgender. He feigned ignorance and tried to wear the armor upside down. He fell down trying to lift a sword and held the bow in the opposite direction. Uttar, however, was not amused. He held Arjun and helped him put on the armor properly. As they were about to leave, Uttara called and said, Brihannala, promise me something. Defeat the Kauravas and bring their fine costumes. We'll make dresses for our dolls. Arjun smiled and said, If Uttar wins, I promise I will bring their beautiful costumes and fabrics for you. Uttar left the palace to defend his kingdom with Arjun as his charioteer. Arjun sped the chariot like the wind and Uttar realized Draupadi was right. Within hours, their chariot arrived near the cremation ground where the Pandavas hid their weapons. From a distance, Uttar could see the Kaurava army assembled in a formation like a huge, dark forest. Their combined war cries sounded like the ocean waves crashing on rocks. He could see the great Kaurava warriors, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and others leading the formation on their gorgeous chariots. Uttar felt butterflies fluttering in his belly. He felt his knees trembling in fear. He knew it was foolish of him to make such tall claims. How could he ever dare to fight the mighty Kauravas? He asked Arjun to stop the chariot. Brihannala, take me back to the palace, said Uttar. I won't fight the Kauravas. Even the gods can't defeat those mighty Kaurava warriors. Who am I to fight them? I have no army with me, and I am only a boy. I have no battle experience. How can I fight them? Turn around. I want to go back. Arjun stopped the chariot and said, Prince, you made such huge promises and boasted about your prowess to the men and women of your palace. How would you want to retreat now? If you go back without your cattle, they'll ridicule you, taunt you. And how can I go back empty-handed? I cannot disregard Sairindra's praise, nor can I break Uttara's heart. Uttar said, I don't care for the ridicule. The Kauravas outnumber me 1,000,000 times over. They are more powerful than anybody on this earth. Let them loot our cattle. I don't want to commit suicide. Uttar jumped out of the chariot and ran away from the battleground. Arjun ran after Uttar to catch him. Soon, Arjun caught hold of Uttar. Uttar cried and said, My dear Brihannala, please let go of me. I want to live, for a dead man is of no use to the society. Listen to me. Take me back to safety of my palace, and I will shower you with riches. I will give you 1,000 gold coins, precious stones and jewelry. I will give you a brand new gold adorned chariot with powerful horses. I will give you 10 strong bull elephants. Anything you ask, I will give you. Please let me go. Arjun laughed. He pulled Uttar to his chariot and said, Well, if you can't fight, then let me do your job and you do mine. Arjun put the reins on Uttar's hand, pointed his finger to the sami tree near the cremation ground and said, Take me to that sami tree. I have to pick up a few things before I start my fight. Bedazzled, Uttar turned around the chariot and drove towards the sami tree.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed, and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music, and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio. The podcast is distributed under the Creative Commons non-commercial license.